I'm Kevin Cole, pretty much flipping my wig here right now because I have the Meat Puppets live in studio, Performance Space, and thanks for taking time out today. I know you guys are super busy. You've got the in-store happening at 6 at Easy Street, Queen Anne location, and then playing tonight at Chop Suey.
Right, plus I had to get up this morning and brush my teeth and
all that kind
find
of stuff.
Coffee. It's a hard life.
It can be hard making that transition. Getting out of the house and stuff, getting into the van. Again, thanks tons for stopping by the station.
Oh, you're welcome.
You want to play a couple songs?
Sure, love to.
Cool.
1, 2, 3. Forget yourself. You only want to be alone. Buck the shelf. Living like a dusty bone. Grass is high tonight. And all the horses flow. And it's all so together. Time. Suit yourself, dressing for another time. Riding bells, hanging from a dusty vine. Blue and silver shards, broken candlelight. And it's all sewn together this time. And it's all sewn together this time. Sewn together. This is another one. Let's do go to your head. 1, 2, 3. Say you want nothing, it's all right. Nothing's easy. All night. Little by little, go under the spell. They say you must be well. Let it go to your head. Say you want nothing, kill you instead. Let it go to your head. Devils rise, dreams their fingers pry open your eyes. And little by little, it all goes to hell. They say. You must be well. your head. Say you are nothing, kill you instead. Instead, little by little, they take down the lights. They say you must be right. Let it go to your head. Say you are nothing, kill you instead. Let it go to your head.
Brothers Kurt and Chris Kirkwood, along with Ted Marcus on drums, the Meat Puppets. I should mention, actually, on two trash cans, station trash cans and a mail crate.
And we're supporting recycling.
Oh, and yes, recycling those trash cans.
And riffs.
Into drums and riffs. So congratulations on the new album, The 12th, sewn together. We heard the title track at the beginning of the set, and man, great sounding record, really effortless quality to it. And you guys have really endured. I mean, you've seen a lot, you've done a lot, and musically, from a really do-it-yourself perspective early on to having major label deals and all that kind of stuff. How is it different doing this new album, the 12th album, than it was in, say, 1982 when you did your first SST record?
Oh, well, there's more to compare it to. It's easy to be compared to your old stuff. So that's really the most predominant difference to me. Outside of that, with this record, we kind of got back to like doing it ourselves, trying to get it done.
Yeah,
that's what we've always tried to do. We've worked with a few producers and taken some time and thought about it a few times, and I like it better if I don't have time to think about it.
You produce this one, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
And a degree of spontaneity has always been part of what you guys do.
Yeah, that's all I'm really going to bring to it if I produce it. That just means that we don't mess around and sit there and think about it and try and pick through it and try to find a good take or anything else like that. We just
overthink it,
learn the songs, play them, it's done.
Yeah, well, I'd heard you did this album very quickly, like in 2 weeks or something.
Most of them we have. We've put the major label albums, we put more time into. It was just, I don't know, it's like government spending.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, oh, look, you have this amount of money, let's spend this. We can write this off. It puts you in debt to us. Blah, blah, blah. I said it from the go-get. You give me $100,000, I could make you 10 albums.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a giant infrastructure that actually isn't there anymore.
No, it's not. So it's really just kind of like looking at the big floating pig that got shot down. It's just laying there.
You had said something recently about how all your early albums, the SST albums, you probably didn't spend more than $5,000 a piece on those. And people dug them. Certainly did.
Yeah, and that's the way to make a profit. Spend little and watch it, over the years. a crew just like Grandma.
You're playing back catalog songs on this tour, right?
A lot of it, yeah.
How do those songs change for you over time? Like when you play them now, do they feel different?
Somewhat, yeah. But the ones we play are the ones that have held up too in the same way, and that I still know what it is.
Yeah,
you know, and they've been stuff that we played all along, kind of cornerstones to the set, things that we can fall back on that we know.
Has there been a case when that hasn't happened, where you've gone back and maybe listened to some of your songs or heard something by accident that made you think of an older song that you'd kind of just sort of had been collecting dust for a while?
Most of the time, if I hear something, we try to play something that we've done, like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, it's like a majority of them I don't want to do. It's like stabs at stuff. There's a good number of them that I want, but there's a lot of songs. And my biggest complaint there is, why did I make this so complicated? I don't want to think about this either. And so,
from the earlier songs, you mean?
Yeah, there's some stuff that's just like, wow, that's, I don't want to learn that again.
Yeah. That's funny. The Meat Puppets playing two shows tonight, playing at Easy Street Records, the Queen Anne location at 6, and then playing tonight with Dead Confederate, a great band, at Chop Suey. So I know when you kind of got back in this, you know, hooked back up with Chris and started playing again, there was, in some ways, I don't want to say reunion, but getting back together was in part prompted by your MySpace post that just asked fans if they were interested in seeing you again.
That was BS.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah,
I was also going to ask you to what extent.
I mean, would I care?
Well, exactly.
It's my family, first of all, you know. Yeah. Hey, stranger, should I deal with my junkie brother again?
And yeah.
Is it a reunion if you
never broken up?
You know, yeah, if you reach down into the toilet and haul somebody up back into the real world.
Well, it's great having you back in the real world.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. And again, the record sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Again, very effortless, which isn't a statement about the music. Just flows really natural.
But it's also true. We put very little effort into this.
Yeah, but it's not to say the music isn't complicated.
I tried really hard.
So do you want to play a couple more songs?
Sure, love to. Flying,
say it's a rotten shame. Everyone's for now to blame. It's the end, it's all the same. Rotten goes without a name. Go away, it's another thing. Nothing more than the other way. Morphine and cotton ball, copper green on a plaster wall. And it's wood, metal, cars and wool. They won't do it anymore. Not worth the price of weed. Nothing more than the cotton seed. Here I am, maybe again. Here I am, maybe again. Like a monster hanging from a tree. Hanging from a tree. Here I am, maybe again. Well, they say it's a rotten shame.
That's another one, and here is yet another one. Thank you.
Meat Puppets live on the afternoon show, KEXP playing Easy Street Records at 6, Queen Anne location, and then tonight at Chop Suey. Sounding great.
Thank you.
Couple of questions from listeners. Crabtree wrote in that Kurt, back in 94, you had a group called Volcano, and the self-release debut or self-titled debut sold out in a couple months. And any plans to reissue that?
I don't know. I think you can get it on the Skunk Records website. Miguel has it up. We never really released it, you know. We just kind of we made them and sent them to people. We didn't push it. It was 04, actually, when we did that.
Okay. Yeah,
it was the remnants of the Eyes Adrift that I had with Chris Novoselic and Bud Gaw, the drum player from Sublime. So when Chris decided to run for lieutenant governor up here, he quit doing music for a while. So Bud and I kept going, and the Eyes Adrift turned into Volcano. Miguel, who produced the early Sublime records, came in on the other guitar and helped produce the record. And John Poutney, Eyes Adrift Southman, became the bass player. So we just did it for fun, kind of keep going, because we were really enjoying Eyes Adrift, and we didn't feel like running for government.
Being part of his cabinet.
Right.
Speaking of Chris, Valdis writes in saying that, in his opinion, the legendary Nirvana all-acoustic unplugged performance was the best concert ever, and wanted to know what it was like for you to be a part of that.
Well, just imagine being at the best concert ever. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, it was well done, well played. There was a feeling that it was going to be good, and it was good, and you could tell while it was happening. It was that kind of thing. Like it looks on the thing. It's not doctored up that much. It's straight through performance. That's another thing about it. It wasn't a...
You didn't do multiple takes?
No.
That's cool.
Did a rehearsal, you know, for the cameras earlier in the evening, and then boom.
Just rolled. There's a certain kind of tension that you get when you do that, right?
Oh, yeah,
just
definitely.
Like live performance.
Yeah, just the... Well, we practiced for a week before with them, you know, in New Jersey, and kind of sort of learned those songs. But honestly, I don't think we ever really played them through very good or even completely in practice. That's just, you know, and that's why the bands were similar.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to really do it unless, you know, we're paying attention or somebody else is or something. I don't know what it was. There's no criterion.
Kurt was obviously a big fan.
Apparently, yeah.
So Jason writes in that a guy named Stephen Beachy wrote a novel that he said was very good called Whispering Song, that had a bunch of Meat Puppet lyrics interwoven throughout the novel, and that you did the artwork for it, the cover. And he was wondering whatever happened to that author.
I don't know. You can Google him.
Yeah.
And it's called Whistling Song. It's actually named after another song on Meat Puppets 2, where all those Nirvana songs came from. Whistling Song. I did the cover.
What'd you think of the book?
It was cool. Yeah. Steven's from Iowa, went to Iowa State, and got out of college and got a book deal. I think it's Doubleday, if you know, but you could, Stephen Beachy, the Whistling Song. Yeah, and I did the cover. It's nice.
Yeah, cool. Kim wanted to know about your 401ks. How those are doing.
What are those?
So the Meat Puppets live in studio.
I got a can of what do they call that stuff? Are we on the air? Yeah, I got a can of chipped beef buried in the backyard.
Do you mind playing another song?
No, we'll play.
Awesome.
Play one of those Nirvana songs.
Nirvana cover.
Scale the grand old face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers, some to folks you know. Holy ghosts and talk show hosts are planted in the sand to beautify the foothills, shake the many hands. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop. Illustrated book about birds. See a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? Mm-hmm.
of the mountain you can't stop. Look at what you've done. The plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen, and the work that it took was fun. There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. See a lot up there, but don't be scared. Who needs action when you got words? The many hands began to scan round for the next plateau. Some said it was Greenland, some said folks you know, and whatever. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood, and those were guesses.
The Meat Puppets live on KEXP. Playing tonight at Chop Suey along with Dead Confederate and in about an hour and 20 minutes.
And Ume.
Oh, and Ume tonight as well, right? About an hour and 20 minutes at Easy Street Records, Queen Anne location. It's not too far away. So again, thanks for taking time out.
You're welcome, Kevin.
A busy day.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was great having you on. The Meat
Puppets.
Thanks
for having us in.
Live on KEXP. And big time thanks to Kevin Suggs on sound and Janice and Charlize for helping out behind the scenes. This is KEXP.